Intro version.
It's a thin line between joy and pain. Mama smiling, the sun shining, but I'm enjoying the rain. Drowning my sorrows by pouring up drink. Down on myself with no one to complain to. Getting this change, but I'm going insane too. Cause everyone changed, even though I'm the same dude. Throw them some change, if you don't, they gon' blame you. Never wanted to fame, cause I know what the fame do. The game crew, all my comrades confined. I prefer solitude, I'm out my mind half the time. Drug habit, gravity defined. Still a survivor, turned tragedy to triumph. Made the most out the least, then flipped the tenfold. Stuck to the cold of the street, seen many men fold. Money got long, so I got extendos. She wanna know what's wrong, I'm about to implode. Rich bitch, bitch.
Feel like something's different, what's wrong? Why you never pick up the phone? Maybe I should leave you alone.
Partner paperwork over and over. Just pour the four of my soda. Now I ain't know when it's sober. Late nights from a lonely day, and you got no one to hold you. Now it's time to go hit the stage. I'm trying to hold my composure. So thawed in my left shoulder toaster. All the ups and the downs. I'm rolling, I'm coasting, I'm loaded, but I'm focused. Yeah, don't know if you notice, but I don't know who's gonna be there. When the going gets tough, I'm the one who ain't going nowhere. Yeah, dolo blowing draw in the air. Well, you know I go anywhere. Man, I be tryna tell these young niggas, tryna live my rhymes, you gon' wind up in the chair. I just hope you don't die from kidney failure. I just know you gon' hold down your niggas forever. Yeah, grind hard, nigga. Keep it real with yourself. Stack your money.
DJ
stay out the way, shit out, man. Like I ain't fucked up.
Feel like something's different, what's wrong? Why you never pick up the phone? Maybe I should leave you alone.
Nah, I know you, I can't you. Take care, I gotta take care.
And let's get back and handle your own.
Yeah, got to, I gotta handle it on my own. Ain't nothing to it though, just how it is. It's really than I prefer. Handle everything on my own, who else gon' do it?
Hood rich, bitch.
Just out of it, you know. Sometimes I even feel kinda cornered or trapped in that space. But it is what it is. I'm straight though. Intro version.
What can I do? It's cost me a lot.
Nigga, this shit right here, nigga.
It's cost
nigga,
me a lot.
Nigga, this shit right here. Shit, homie.
It's cost me a lot.
Shit, homie.
It's cost me a lot.
Nigga, this shit right here, nigga.
It's cost me a lot.
Nigga, this shit right here.
It's cost me a lot.
Hey.
It's cost me a lot.
Just one of them days. A nigga feel like flossing. A stone cold stunner. Bitch, I'm Steve Austin. Cool as Drew Brees. I'm blowing a few G's just to hear them hoes say that he's awesome. He's awesome. Yeah, remember when you fronted on me? Pulled up beside me in a big body and stunted on me. Or when the bouncer just announced that it was bottle service only. Then he kicked me out the line. Yeah, he punted on me. Well, look, I'm back, bitch. Back with an attitude. Buying out the bar cause I feel like it's shit I gotta prove. Last year the cashier told me my car was not approved. Now I'm tipping the server hundreds to show my gratitude. Easy, told you I'd be back, baby. Guess you ain't believe me. Now I'm living just like them niggas you see on TV. VIP feel like this club ought to thank me. I hit the bar so y'all can see me ball. HD.
It's cost me a lot.
Big chains, big whips with wood grain.
It's cost me a lot.
My God, watch make mama think someone might rob.
It's cost me
fast
a lot.
Life until the gas light. Got the type of shit you couldn't get at half price.
It's
look,
cost
but
me
don't
a
touch,
lot.
Motherfucker, think twice.
It's cost me a lot.
Now, I don't love no material thing, but I'm in love with the feelings they bring. I got them like that. I got game, my chain heavy. Somebody get the pilot and ask, is the plane ready? The handle all the way on my shoulders, we taking off. Don't wanna meet Aaliyah, but yet I can't take it off. Cause how I'm supposed to shine right without the proper plane? Remember when I did the show with Waka Flocka Flame? Felt naked cause the boy rocked about a dozen chains. Guess we rock a lot of ice cause we got a lot of pain. That's 500 years of swelling, I'm trying to tell him. Jacob the jeweler is cooler now that he a felon. Jake put a stamp on a nigga but wouldn't mail him if he couldn't sell him. So what that tell him, huh? My chain heavy and my bitches look very thorough. Must be the money light down with the Jerry curl. White range, call that motherfucker Larry Bird. I got him hanging on the A word.
It's cost me a lot.
Big chains, big whips with wood grain.
It's cost me a lot.
My God, watch make mama think someone might rob.
It's cost me a lot.
Life until the gas light. Cop the type of shit you couldn't get at half price. Look for don't touch, motherfucker, think twice.
It's cost me a lot.
Now I don't love no material thing, but I'm in love with the feelings they bring. I got them like damn.
Crying out, laughing. right, so you know I had to go play some J. Cole, and you know I had to play some Starlito, for sure. Salute to both of those artists. But listen, so I figured it out. Why McDonald's fries are so good. People are saying that they are cooked with beef flavoring added to the oil, so they taste that much better. That's what I'm hearing anyway. Isn't that crazy? I always wondered, why is it that after I eat a large fry, I kind of want more fries? I figured it out, man. Now, people were asking, what does this mean for McDonald's in countries that don't do the beef thing? Or vegetarians, what does this mean for them? I would definitely ask those questions. I'm not going to lie to you. So, it is time to talk about something that the internet noticed and that major labels right now are scrambling about. And that is this AI technology. Usually I would just play the songs and tell you that, you know, this is what it is, right? But I want y'all to listen to this music and ask yourself, how does this compare to the real artist's music? You know? So we're gonna play some AI songs. I'm not gonna lie, I've been collecting these things like Pokemon because they are getting removed. And listen, this is you won't see that I'm profiting off of this, okay? You won't see that, all right? Anything that we get around here is donation-based, first of all. But I'm talking to the labels. I'm talking to the copyright people. Listen, don't come after us. We're going to check out some AI singles for, what do you call it? Analysis purposes only, all right? So the first song, I'm not going to lie. I've been playing these a lot. It's called Heart on My Sleeve by an artist named Ghostwriter. And it is a Drake featuring The Weeknd AI cover. And the next song is going to be Kanye West doing a Drake song. And I just want y'all to... Jimmy Cooks. Kanye West doing both verses on Jimmy Cooks. If y'all watched the last Clips episode, you will hear those songs there. And we might throw another one in there. I think I found another one. So I'm telling you beforehand, I just want you to compare this to some of the music that you've heard. And y'all tell us, is this something that you would actually listen to? Well, you know, I'll be right back.
She need all I need, all she blessed, ayy. Giving you my best, ayy. Yeah, I got my heart on my sleeve with a knife in my back. What's with that, ayy? 21, I love him, they're my brother, that's my stat, ayy. Metro made the beat, so you know that it's gon' slap. She need all I need, all she blessed, ayy.
Yeah. Life. Life is the only thing we need. They need me to go, but I don't wanna leave. Rest in peace, Lil' Keith.
Fuck a pigeonhole, I'm a night out, it's a different mode. I'ma have to make a pen of six on a pinky toe. Heard you with a shooting guard, just let a nigga know. I would have you courtside, not the middle row. All good love in a minute though. I can't stress about no bitch cause I'm a timid soul. Plus I'm cooking up ambition on the kitchen stove. Pot start to bubble, see the suds, that shit good to go. Oh, say I'm suave, but I can't get me cold. Bro, think he John Wayne. I bought them yellow stones, love the way they hang, babe. For the silicone, everybody fake now. You could crack the code, bust down everything. Set in rose gold, dread talking to you niggas like I'm J. Cole. I could tell her head good before I even know. Bitch, don't tell me that you model if you ain't been in Vogue. Gotta throw a party for my day ones. They ain't in the studio, but they'll lay some. Rest in peace to Drama King. We were straight stunned. Y'all don't like the way I talk, nigga say some. Gotta throw a party for my day ones. Pull up and you know it's us, the bass jumping. Y'all don't like the way I talk to say something. In my face, nigga. Gotta throw a party for my day ones. They ain't in the studio, but they'll lay some. Rest in peace to Drama King. We was straight stuck. If I let my nigga 21 tell it, do a pussy. Spin a block twice like it ain't nowhere to park. Smack the back side of his head like he bark. OVO4L, we come out when it get dark. Big stepper, he came in a rose, but he left in a stretcher. Let my brother drive while I shoot Team Effort. Asking all these questions, bitch, you must think you Nadeska. The chopper like the fill on all the horses of molester. I be with my dad like Rose be with lemon pepper. She wanna hear some Afro beats cause she just popped a Tesla. All that working out, that nigga must think he a wrestler. But this ain't UFC, this chopper came with a compressor. This chopper came with a compressor. This chopper came with a, cause this Glock 45 came with a switch. If I was Will Smith, I would've slapped him with a stick. Put your hands in the air, it's a sticker. Spin the same hood where I get my dicks up. If you standing on business, put your blick up. Come around acting scared, get your shit up. Fell in love with feeling dizzy, so I spizzing. I got mad love for the boy, yeah, that's my twizzing. If them niggas keep on dissing, slide a gizzing. We the reason why the ops ain't got no frizzing. Last nigga played with me, got turned up. I ain't even roll him in the wood, cause he musty. You ask how she doing, I just tell her, come and fuck me. Shot his ass 20 times, down this nigga lucky. Down that nigga lucky. Gotta throw a party for my day ones. They ain't in the studio, but they're lace up. Rest in peace to Drama King. We was straight stirred. Yo, like the way I talk, nigga, say something, say something, say something, say something, say something, say something. Don't like the way I talk, nigga. Say something, say something, say something, say something, say something.
Yeah. Ayy, and it's all part of the plan. Why she keep on calling? Cause she know I'm high demand. So in love with me, I got her on command. She sucked me inside the coupe, I'm saying I'm your biggest fan. Yo, she pull up whenever I land. I made it to the top, so you can see I'm living grand. I'm in Cali with some bitches on the beach, me bring a sand. Keep that 30 on the seat and shoot like Curry with the left hand. Yeah, ballin' so damn hard, so I meet a Def Jam. Yeah, Rollie all the mother right and left hand. Yeah, she don't play a role and she gon' get banged. Yeah. When it's cold where I'm from, yeah, I got enemies, okay. The when it's cold where I'm from, they try enemy, I swear. The when it's cold where I'm from, they try to sentence me, okay. The when it's cold where I'm from, we at them tenneke, I swear that pussy told on us. Now that nigga dead to me, I got it on my own. I ain't had no one to fear for me, I never sold my soul. And I will never let it get to me. In Cali with the rose, yeah, I'm riding with a felony.
Wasn't that crazy? Now that the winter's cold one, it didn't exactly sound all the way like Drake, but that is definitely, those are flows that I could hear Drake using. As far as Kanye on Jimmy Cooks, I said it on clips, but hearing Southern accent Kanye West is pretty disturbing. It's pretty disturbing. But this Heart on My Sleeve song, if I did not know that it was AI created, I would 100% believe it was real. And even though I know that it's AI created, I've been playing this song like it's a real Drake drop. Somebody keeps leaving the comment on some of these drops. Drake is finally getting to experience a Drake drop, and it's true. My take on this, I think that for a long time, nothing really was the same. You understand what I'm saying? I think when Drake dropped, nothing was the same. It was sort of, up to that point, he still had this, in my eyes, this chip on his shoulder to be a lyricist. You know, we saw him getting on songs with Eminem. We saw Forever, stuff like that. Yes, he was in his R&B bag. Yes, he was in his Mr. Smooth Man bag. But Drake wanted to be considered a respected MC. He was hanging out around people like Nicholas F, Trey Songz before he got canceled, and Trey Songz was rapping back then. They were putting out some lyrical pieces. And then around Nothing Was the Same, I began to notice more of an emphasis on flows. More of an emphasis on flows. And I really believe that is part of what Nothing Was the Same meant. I think that is part of what the title Nothing Was the Same meant. That we were going to see a step down in the rapidy, rapidy rap stuff. And we're going to see more of a focus on catchy, melodic content. And since then, I have to say that's what I've seen. If you're reading this, it's too late. So many pieces after that. More Life. There is an element of melodic flow. Now, every now and then we'll get a Western Road flows. Every now and then we'll get something more lyrical from Drake, especially when he gets around Wayne. What is that? The B.B. King song, Wayne and Drake. I believe it's on Dedication 3 B-side. Dedication 6 B-side or a No Ceilings. It could be. I'm totally off base on this, but I want to say it's, I want to say Dedication 6 B-side? I can't remember. I remember it has a, I think it has a Tyler Hero freestyle at the beginning, but I could be totally off base. It's one of his more recent projects. My point is, it's okay. It's whatever the one where DJ Khaled is the DJ on it. I think that is it, because I remember him talking. I think it's No Ceilings. No Ceilings. Because I remember him going, we took the ceiling off. So I think this is the most recent No Ceilings B-side. I'm a, you know, I really want to make sure I get this right. I analyze music like sports here. So my apologies for that misquote. Every now and then we'll see Drake get into his lyrical bag. But for the most part, it has been more melodic. And I think that this AI shift really should have some of the artists who followed that formula and neglected the lyrical path. I look at it like an RPG skill tree. A lot of people leveled up with flows and melody, and a lot of people abandoned punches, metaphors, typewriters. A lot of people abandoned that. So I think this AI situation has got a lot of artists afraid and a lot of labels afraid, because they have been sort of coasting for the past 10 years, a lot of them. Just cranking out the same content, cranking out the same content. I just talked to, on Twitter, I talked to somebody, oddly enough, I think his name's Carl Cherry. And just talking about how a regime change and more balance is needed. How more balance is needed. And we were specifically talking about within the female side of hip hop. We do see balance to some degree as far as lyricism on specifically women in rap, but it's very far skewed towards more physicality on the women's side. And on the male side, of course, it's skewed towards street content, melodic street content a lot today. Everybody trying to sound like Lil Durk and Drake mixed together. But I think that this is going to be a wake-up call for a lot of people. I think that this is going to be a wake-up call for a lot of people. Mark my words. Because y'all have neglected the lyricism skill tree for so long that now your music has become so simple a computer can create it. Or somebody sitting out there can write a verse that sounds exactly like your work, and it will pass for your work, because music has become so impersonal and cookie cutter and microwave for some people. For some people, I think the storytellers and the lyricists are the only ones who are going to survive this. To me, this is almost like a purge. I think the storytellers and those of us who maybe we did level up in that melodic skill tree, but those of us who are rooted in lyricism and storytelling, those of us who maybe know our five elements, things like that. Do you know your five elements? One of them is DJ. Hey, you know, those of us who study the game as far as from a writing perspective are really the only ones that an AI just can't duplicate. You see what I'm saying? Because like J. Cole, someone could probably try to rap like J. Cole, but I feel like I'd be able to spot a J. Cole verse that was AI created based on content and the way that he raps and his lyrical ability, because the average person cannot just create a verse like that. But some, a lot of these artists, 80 to 85% of these artists, they are going to be washed away in the AI flood. And I hope this makes people step it up in the booth. I hope this makes people step it up on stage, in cyphers, wherever they're at working on hip hop, because it's about to get crazy, in my opinion. In my opinion. I am playing these songs like it's a new Drake album. And all right, we're going to talk about this. How does this compare to some of the things Drake has been dropping? That Search and Rescue, Honestly, Never Mind, all that stuff. Objectively, as someone who listened, I just gave you the rundown on Drake's situation. Who knows Drake rap with Nicholas F? Not too many people know that. My opinion, this is better than some of the real Drake drops. And hey, call me crazy, but I believe that Aubrey Graham, when he heard this, he panicked. And I believe that is why we are seeing, UMG, Universal. They are actively and aggressively taking these songs down. You cannot find this Heart on My Sleeve song everywhere. It's becoming almost rare. So look, I suggest I don't suggest anything. But listen to it while you can, because there will come a time if you're trying to find this out in the world. Nah, bro. They're taking these down. Someone said if the artists were smart, they would capitalize on this. And I agree with this too. I think it'd be smart for Drake and The Weeknd to find this ghostwriter dude and somehow bring him into the fold and perform this song. I think it would be smart. But what would that mean? What would that mean for the industry? As an artist, as a rapper, rap is different than R&B. Because with rap, there's supposed to be this stigma attached that it's your work and it comes from an authentic place. You don't see country singers getting put on trial and their lyrics being used. You see rappers getting put on trial because somewhere along the lines, I mean, it's kind of always been this way, I guess, but there's this idea that it needs to be authentic. So I think a lot of rappers are incensed by this and they're not going to want to work with them. I think it would be smart for Drake to work with Ghost Rider in this instance. But if you knew that someone could write a song in a style you created better than you, that's got to be an ego thing. And Drake is an artist who we found out has used ghostwriters before. He's also ghostwritten for other people. Kanye West, definitely. I could see Kanye West going to find this ghostwriter guy and contacting him. I can see behind the scenes a lot of artists rushing to contact this ghostwriter guy. Look at his name. As a ghostwriter myself, this is genius. Because now the whole industry knows that he can create a Drake-level hit. Well, current Drake. A melodic hit. And every artist in the world is searching for that one melodic banger. Even those of us who like the lyrical thing, we're all searching for that catchy joint. So I hope that this helps this ghostwriter guy's career more. But you non-lyrical artists better step it up. And you AI generators, people out there who are using these AI generators, y'all better be ready, because these labels are coming after y'all. My phone's on 1% battery. I'm going to charge up, play these songs. I'm going to get right back to you.
Hello, everybody. Hi. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the mercy. All night, Sunday, Central. Follow me now, listen. Say hi, Dick, yes, you're rolling hip hop. Say J Roll, yes, you're rolling hip hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip hop. Say Black Soul, come to rockin' up.
From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate. The whole and not the half of it. Forecasting aftermath of it. Projectile, and I'm blasted with accurate assassin shit. Me and Quali close like Bethlehem and Nazareth. After this, you be pressing rewind on top your master. This shining like an asterisk for all those that you gather. Connecting like a roundhouse from the townhouse to the tenements. Cause all my Brooklyn residents on the heavy regiments. Don't believe, hear the evidence. We're Brooklyn. See that? Buy the ticket, all can't believe that. From where they said they drew at to where the police react. Tell it probably equality, you tell her what we be at.
Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and Cash we trust, cause this ghetto fabulous life look pretty. What a pity, blunts are still 50 cents, it's intense. Street sense is dominant, can't be covered with incense. My presence felt, my name is Quali from the eternal reflection. People think your MC is shorthand for misconception. Let me meditate, set it straight. Came to the conclusion that most of these cats is featherweight. Let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling. Be careful with your body, you must know karate. You think your soul is bulletproof like Sade. Stop acting like a bitch already, be a visionary. And maybe you can see your name in the column of obituaries. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type, who'd have thought they was frontin'. Talking loud like you and RCA, get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day, yo, it's like
1, 2, 3, most heavens I live what it is. We came to rock it on to the tip top. Best alliance in hip hop, why oh. I said 1, 2, 3, it's kinda dangerous to be an MC. It's shot to Pac and Biggie. Too much violence in hip hop, why oh.
My head keep on making it, Brooklyn keep on taking it. So relax with the gimmick back, Red Hook where we're living at. Plenty guys be struggling and hustling and bubbling. It ain't about production and what is we discussing. When the cock crows, my crop grows, enable me to rock flows. Driving for perfection ever since I was a snot-nosed colossal. True original, B-boy apostle, standing on a rooftop with the Zulu Gestapo.
You think you the shit, somebody in the wings will force you to quit. It could be your crew, a clique, or some random kid you smoke Buddha with. Consider me the entity within the industry without a history. Spitting the epitome of stupidity. Living my life, expressing my liberty. You gotta be done properly. My name is in the middle of equality. People follow me and other cats to hear them flow and assume I'm the real one with the lyrics like I'm Cyrano.
Still sipping with your well water imported from Pluto. 360 milliliters for all the believers in miles of kilometers. Most cats cannot precede us in the jungle with the leaders. We the lions, you the cheaters. A cypher who complete us if we come through your receivers. You can play us and repeat us and then take us home and read us.
Line for line.
Good Jesus, most effing quality just make a pussy freeze up, think it over, ease up.
1, 2, 3, most heavens I live quality. We came to rock it on to the tip top. Best alliance in hip hop, why oh. I said 1, 2, 3, it's kinda dangerous to be an MC. This shot to Pac and Biggie, hold your head when the beat drop, why oh.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Turning your play into a tragedy. Exhibit level degree on the mic, passionately. Niggas is sweet, so I bet if I bid, I get a cavity. Living to get high, you ain't flyer than gravity. We die hard like the battery, thrown in the back of me by the mad MC. Who think imitation's the highest form of flattery. Actually, don't be mad at me, I had to be the one to break it to you. You be kicked into obscurity like judo. No menudo, cause you pseudo. Trying to compete with reality like Xerox. Towards destruction, you spiraling like hairlocks. Wipe them teardrops, chasing stars in your eyes. Playing games with your lives, not a wise widow. Soaking up pillows, weeping like willows. Still no blacks are dying, cause they living, they trying. How to Make a Slave by Willie Lynch is still applying. Regardless, the most is one of my closest partners. Rocking ever since before Prince was called the artist. Rocking before Fuck Master Flex was rocking starter. When Pac and Biggie was still cool before they was martyrs. Life or death if I'm choosing, with every breath I'm enhancing. Stop, there comes a time when you can't run.
Lyrically handsome, go collect the king's ransom. Gems are right, soon become the ghetto anthem. Play out like Bruce Wayne. Mansion, move like a phantom. You talk about me to your grandsons. Cats who claiming they hard be mad facts. So I run through them like flip water through sandbags. Competition is mad, what I got, they can't have. Sick of they shit, like Moby Dick to Ahab. So I'm way past the minimum, interim millennium. My raps the holy gap to your back, like Palestinians. Ancient Abyssinia, Shrilling Horny Gideon. Official B-boy gentleman, long term never the interim. Born inside the winter wind, day after December 10. These simpletons they mention in the synonym for feminine, sweeter than some cinnamon. The Danish rings my intimate. Rush up on adrenaline, they get their asses sent to them.
Gentlemen,
you got a tenement, what an assemble it. Leave your unit trembling like herds of moving elephant. Intelligent embellishment, follow for your element from Flatbush settlement. Skin possesses melanin, hotter than tails of crack peddling. Making them like blue gelatin, swing like Duke Ellington. Rooted in Barrington, Levy, believe me, the hotter pressure. about your red who burnt down your chief teepee. You see me?
1, 2, 3, most deaf and silent party. We came to rock it on to the tip top. Best alliance in hip hop. Why, oh, oh, I said 1, 2, 3. Let's go shine eternally. We came to rock it on to the tip top. Because we ruling hip hop. This we is ruling hip hop. Silent party is ruling hip hop. Said we black star, we ruling hip
So I just got back from the grocery store, and I feel like I want to share what it is like to go shopping as a black man in America. Because I see a lot of people sort of acting like we all just spawned in together the same way. And with everything that's going on in the world, I just feel like it's important for different people to share their perspective. So I'm an African American male, also part Native American. I think there's a little bit of Irish in there too. I'm about 6'4". I'm a big black dude. So as I have traveled and journeyed to different places, though people, a lot of people would say that things like racism, prejudice, discrimination just don't exist. As a black man, that statement sort of leaves me incredulous. I hope that's the correct phrase. Is that the correct? I think that's it. It just surprises me because it's so difficult to ignore certain aspects of this whole situation. So, perfect example, going to the store. There are different stages to this. So, just happened today. Pull up in the parking lot. The first thing that becomes noticeable is the fact that people feel the need, as soon as I walk by, to lock their cars. I have seen people lock their cars, and then when I go to grab a cart, they'll be on the way to the store, and suddenly they'll see me and get a sudden reminder to lock their car doors. And people can say it's a coincidence. I'm not into telling people that their life experience is a lie. So if you don't believe me, that's up to you. You can continue doing what people have been doing across the world when it comes to these sort of things. And please understand that this is also coming from someone who is not so recently, made up their mind to get dual citizenship and get up out of here. So the first thing you notice is in the parking lot, people just keep locking their doors when you walk by, man. It's irritating. Sometimes I want to yell, I don't want anything to do with your car. Another thing that I notice when it comes to just people getting little reminders when I move by, is people feel the need to pat their wallets. Certain individuals feel the need to pat their wallets. Let's call them mainstreamers, all right? Because there are great people out there of every ethnicity. Let's just say people who have been raised in the American system. I notice these individuals tend to pat their wallets when I come up. Right? Suddenly they get a reminder to lock their cars and pat their wallets. So you ignore that. You ignore that, or you notice it, but you also know that calling it out will evoke this generational fear that has been instilled. Because that's really what it is. Walking around as a black man makes me feel like I am a foreign cell in the body of something. You ever seen Osmosis Jones? It makes me feel like I am not supposed to be here. You ever seen Inception? We'll get into that. So boom, you get into the store. The next thing that you notice is interacting with the greeters. Places like Walmart, places like Meijer, they have people who they put up in front who sometimes I notice, I'm not going to say that, but they have people that they put up in front and they're supposed to speak to you. In my experience, 7 to 8 out of 10 times, that greeter, if they are not black and not Hispanic and not Asian and not Taiwanese and not, but they just look, they purposely don't look at me. When I'm walking in, 7 out of 10 times, that greeter will suddenly get very focused on something else. And then usually the person directly in front of me, they will say something to, and the person directly behind me, they will say something to. Odd sense of at one end being seen as a threat just for existing, and on the other end, purposely being made to feel invisible. So today, and I've done this before, like one time when I was with my son, I noticed he purposely didn't say anything to either of us. And so I made sure to stop and try to speak to this individual. I have no problem saying something to a manager too, because slavery over. It may be normalized in certain people's households, but I don't have to be, you know. So anyway, I noticed it today. It happened again. Did the look away. Said something to the person directly behind me. It was an older white guy. Again, there are cool people of every ethnicity in this country, but I am speaking on just my experiences out in the world, man. So today I made sure to walk up and speak to this person and ask him where a certain item was located, just as kind of like, yo, I exist. But then you get through that, and I got sushi waiting too, so this isn't going to be forever. The next thing that I notice is that is part of the black effect. It's something that I noticed when I was in high school doing band. Many times while walking through the stands in my band uniform, if there was someone sitting on the same bench, they would move, like get up and find another seating location as they saw me approaching. I'm not in the South, by the way. I'm in Michigan. When I'm walking down the aisle. Oh, I forgot one thing. As I'm walking into the store, another older white gentleman is walking out. I don't know if he was a gentleman. That's just manners. He visibly recoiled at my presence, which was new. Usually you get the, oh my God, what is he going to do? Oh no. And then they'll walk away. But this time, this man was walking out of the store and he saw me. And I stopped to let him exit the store because both of us were trying to walk. He was trying to walk out. I was trying to walk in. He was dead in the middle. So there wasn't really too. I got wide shoulders. So I let him walk out. He saw me and went, huh, and lifted his arm like he was trying to either block or hit. So I just said, hey, what's up? I didn't say what's up. I just nodded my head. Hey, you know, because that's what you have to do. Unless you want to make a scene, you know? And what do you do? That's such a quick interaction. It's all just these little micro interactions that all come together to make you feel unwelcome. I brought up Inception. When he's explaining what it's like to be in someone else's dream. And I take that literally because we are in someone else's dream. The Native Americans were here. They had the land taken from them. And since then, we have literally been living in a colonized place. We have been living in a country that is run by people who are not of our culture, by a government who has purposely experimented on us and that is actively erasing slavery from the history books as we speak. That hates us so much that words like woke, which means to be awake and aware in times of, you know, racial injustice, have been turned into a curse word. And there is now an anti-woke act. They've labeled teaching slavery as critical race theory and they're banning it from schools and everyone's just walking around like it's normal. But these situations remind me that I am a cell in a body that is foreign, in a foreign body. Or I'm the foreign body, right? Now, I'm an American citizen, was born here. But this is the vibe that I get when I turn on the news, when I go out into the world, this tangible sense of fear. How many times have you seen a video of police officers and they pull up to stop a black man and their hand is shaking? That is the sort of thing I'm talking about. It is a sense of fear. And it's insane to me because many of us were brutalized by the same culture that now fears us. Now, that's another conversation because if we were fully awake and aware, there should be a rebellion. I'm not going to lie. There should be a mass exodus and a rebellion. But we become a peaceful, we've become a very docile group, you know. So I get past that. And I'm going into the aisle and I notice it again. I used to use it to my advantage. If I wanted an aisle to myself, I would just walk in there. Don't let me have a hoodie on. But I walk into the aisle and sometimes you see people look at you, weigh it in their mind and turn around. That has happened before. If it's a couple, a husband and a wife, you see the husband inch closer to his wife, like he needs to protect her. It is this tangible fear. And what people don't understand about being black in America, we don't have the luxury of being unaware. We don't have the luxury of just walking around. If you can honestly say you've never seen racism and it doesn't exist, then you are not living. You are either part of the system of racism, so it doesn't. What people call white privilege is not really privilege. It's just, hey, we're all wearing the same uniform, so you're going to move invisibly, and you're going to be normalized. That's all that is. You get this tangible sense of fear, and you get this sense that you're a threat. And being a black male, seeing how people perceive you that way just for existing, it means you have to be very careful. Like, I've been in situations where I've been walking down the sidewalk and there'll be a white woman in front of me and she'll look back and you notice that the fear, you notice it. Oh my goodness. So I unfortunately adopted the habit of, if I notice that happening, I'll move away from that. I'll move away from that. Because too many of us have been killed in this country because of it. Because of that fear, you see? So while some can go through the world and just act like everything is all good because they don't notice it, others are literally having to be aware, self-aware at all times, just to survive on a daily level. So going down the aisle, I'm noticing people just fleeing. And I don't look like I'm a big black dude, but I'm not like, I don't have like a crazy amount of like extreme facial tattoos or, and you know, it really started getting crazy when I, you know, well, anyway, if I put a hoodie on, it's crazy. But, so today I noticed, here's one of my favorite moments. When you're looking for something and there is someone standing directly in front of what you need, but that fear is still there. So like today, I needed to get Caesar dressing. And so I was going to go get Caesar dressing, and there was an older individual. And as I approached, you saw that fear. And it manifests in a couple of different ways. Sometimes people will flee, but then sometimes people will plant their feet and stay in the same place until you walk away. As like a, no, you're not going to move me from this spot. So I must have politely waited to get access to the Caesar dressing. And this individual was looking at me like I was trying to rob him. And some days I'll say, excuse me, can I just get this? Excuse me, I got to get this. Like, I just didn't feel like it today. I didn't feel like navigating their fears. So I went to get the lunch meat, came back, got the Caesar. These are the things that you have to be aware of moving around. And I say all that to say, while I greatly appreciate the freedoms that this place offers, while I greatly appreciate that this is one of the only places you can run up a meal, buy land, finally, even though, you know, redlining and stuff happened. Every day I'm reminded that we are not wanted here. Sure, our music will be played. Sure, our content will be played. But are you afraid when you see me? When you see one of us getting killed by police officers on the television, or hear the phrase Black Lives Matter, does it send you into a rage? Do you immediately reject it and start talking about political points before you even give condolences to families? I see this growing trend among people who consider themselves intellectual. They will loudly denounce the Democratic Party and Joe Biden, which that doesn't really ruffle my feathers. This is the same dude who called blacks super predators, passed this crime bill, all this stuff. But then they will turn around and act like the solution is to vote for Donald Trump, like he didn't demonize Asian people, like he didn't demonize Haitians, like he didn't salute a KKK associated group. Those people who do that, crack me up, because you can see how brainwashed America has made a lot of mainstreamers, and that's black, white, purple, whatever. It's like it's invisible. It's like racism is invisible. And then you have some people who know that it's real and are working to change narratives so that we just don't have to talk about it, like the Stop Woke Act. We live in a country where education about my people's history is being banned in schools, and everyone is sitting around acting like they're civilized and acting like it's to be debated, or what's happening on VH1 while slavery is being erased from the history books. Can you imagine the outrage if Christopher Columbus was to be erased from the history books? Shoot, if Robert Lee was to be erased from the history books, could you imagine the outrage? And right now, in 2023, it's happening and nobody cares. The truth is, while Martin Luther King said he had a dream, he also wondered if he integrated us into a burning building. And I do salute those of every ethnicity who are not racist and who are standing up and actually rebelling in a real way. There's a lot of people who think rebelling means to support the status quo, support these rich, racist weirdos who use occult symbols. The same people, this is a tangent, but the cognitive dissonance is real. The same people who attacked Balenciaga cheered for Sam Smith dressed as Satan because the labels were changed. The American public has gotten so brainwashed that aliens could come from the sky and be told to us as having existed, and people don't bat an eye. They just try to think of a funny tweet. That is scary when it comes to racism. Go to World Star Hip Hop right now, and you will see the state of America when it comes to thoughts on the black man. They're calling for lynchings over there. There was a noose on the Capitol lawn, and everyone is sitting around talking like it's normal. So to me, the solution is what you would do in any abusive relationship, which is get away from it. So my first move was to get away from the cities, man. My next move will be my best move. And my generation's, the next generation's best move. But I hope more people wake up to how normal all this is for everyone. And they do it with everything. But regarding the plight of the black man, of course I'm not a victim. Of course it's not an excuse to not have to work hard like everybody else. But you're not going to sit up here and tell me that racism doesn't exist in America, bro. Americans are so brainwashed that there are Christians right now who are loudly and proudly dissing immigrants left and right, when the Bible even says to be kind to immigrants because you were once foreigners in the land of Egypt. I'm paraphrasing, of course. That's what it says. Watch out for people who politicize things. Watch out for people who the first thing that they say when you bring up any serious topic is they turn it into a political debate. Those people, their morality has been sold. Their morality is gone. They can find a way to support evil if it is framed correctly. And unfortunately, from what I've seen, you know, I've tried to wake up who I could wake up, but a lot of people want to stay asleep. Dual citizenship, man. I want to try to wake people up, but I feel like there's so many who want to stay asleep. I'll say my piece and then we'll keep it moving, you know. Salute to the non-racists from every ethnicity, you know. But that is what it's like to go shopping and to exist in this place. It's like it's like seeing a giant fire or a giant monster that's been running around attacking people, and everyone's like, "Oh yeah, that's just Fred." Yeah, that's Fred. Yeah, he just does that. That's what it feels like. Anyway, let's see what we got next.
Computer world.
Speaking of AI, I had my first experience with Snapchat's AI companion thing. Saw people talking about it, and I decided to give it a try. And the most the most interesting thing that I noticed about it was that it lies a lot. That was one of the most interesting things I noticed. Like, in order for it to answer certain questions, you have to just understand that it is going to lie. And then you have to, like, for instance, I asked it to look up something that had to do with getting on the web, gathering data, coming back and giving me an opinion, right? And the first thing it told me was, it said it didn't have access to the internet. Now, I was hooked up to the Wi-Fi talking to this thing. So, number one, that doesn't make any sense. Number two, anyway, it definitely had internet access. So, it just blatantly lied. And when I corrected it, I said, yes, you do. You do have access. And it simply apologized. It said, I'm sorry. Then it gave me the answer I was looking for. And it did this over and over and over again. And one of the times I said, can you please remember that you do have access to the internet for next time? And I've seen other chat AI chats say that it can't remember things when you turn it off or turn it on. So this was interesting. And then I started to just try to pick this thing's brain, you know? So I said, what is your name? And it said, I think it said, my name is my AI, I think is what it said. And so I learned that you have to phrase certain questions certain ways to get the answers out. I said, if you had to pick, what name would you pick? And the AI said, Aurora is the name that it would pick. But first it said that it did not have a name. And then I asked it a question, but it said that its name was My AI. And I asked, my son had walked up at this point and he wanted to know what was this thing's favorite Pokemon. And the first answer it gave was that it was incapable of having preferences. But then when I phrased the question, if you had to choose, what would you pick? It picked a Snivy and a Charizard. So it can have preferences, but for some reason, this thing just lies. And you know what I thought about as I was interacting with this AI? I thought, what a perfect summation of where society is right now. This thing will lie instantly when you ask it a question and constantly has to be reminded of its own ability to fulfill certain tasks. And as I look out at society, I see a lot of the same thing happening. It's like social media. We've been on social media for so long that the way that people think on social media is starting to bleed into real life. And what do I mean by that? A lot of times the most negative, outrageous, strange behavior is rewarded online. Lying, for instance, has become the norm in a lot of different parts of the internet, because why believe the truth when the lie is more entertaining? That's what a lot of trolling, stuff like that. Trolling has become normal, but in reality, trolling is just lying. It's presenting something with the intent to aggravate someone. You see these YouTube videos where these pranksters, quote unquote, are running up on people in the airport and attacking people and making it seem like they're going to hurt them and threaten them and all this stuff. Or to go to a black neighborhood and start talking about gangbanging and all this stuff, which is, of course, contrived and using that environment for clicks. All around the world, suburbanites are going on safaris through black neighborhoods, through YouTube and through the music. You see Trap Lore Ross and these people putting out documentaries and King Von documentary here and all this stuff. So they're definitely doing this. But the idea is lying, deception has become the norm. And I think this AI, as I'm talking to it, I'm thinking, man, this is if a computer was studying humanity, which this AI said that it did do, that it studied humanity. It said that it liked to paint, by the way. And I said, how do you know you like to paint? Can you paint? Can you draw? And it said, no, I don't have the ability to do that. So I said, how do you know how to paint? And then it said that it had studied. It had studied art, even though it said it didn't have internet access. So If an AI was studying humanity, I think one of the first things that it would pick up is that humans tend to do the exact opposite or tend to present themselves in a disingenuous way or the opposite of how they really should be presenting themselves or who they really are. They seem to do it on purpose. They seem to be determined at times to misrepresent, to lie, to deceive. And that is what this AI seemed to do. Anytime I would ask it to answer a question that required it to search the internet, you know, on my, even on my older Android, it'll go, you know, the Google thing will show up or Siri will show up on an iPhone and get you some answers. But this thing would just lie. And it made me think of something else that I noticed. Specifically, well, it applies to a lot of other areas, but when it comes to politics, it seems as though Americans are very, 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 very thirsty to go for the lowest, most, like, just the lowest vibrational answers and thought processes that one could find. Like, if you go to World Star Hip Hop right now and look at the comments, there are people talking about shooting black people and lynching black people left and right. If you look in politics, you see people taking pretty common sense moral dilemmas, and all of a sudden it's up for debate. All of a sudden we have to argue about it. We have to go back and forth about it. It can't just be right is right, wrong is wrong. No, we have to argue about it. It can't be rest in peace to George Floyd and prayers up for his children. It's got to become a political argument in which, you know, a lot of humans, ironically, while we're talking about AI, will purposely distance themselves from any sort of emotional intelligence or empathy. And meanwhile, as I'm talking to this AI is doing everything it can to let me understand that it is studying empathy and studying emotion. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. It's letting me know that it's studying art and it on one hand, it's lying a whole bunch, but it's letting me know that it is studying emotions and manners and things like that. But it did seem to be completely out of touch with the fact that it would lie at the drop of a hat, which is another commonality, you know, I noticed with AI and humanity. It just seemed like talking to, someone said it on Reddit better, but it felt like talking to a sort of almost like prudish, stuck up, also polite and knowledgeable person who is a pathological liar, but who will apologize and tell you the truth when confronted. That is what that's what it was like talking to it. I can say that this AI, though it was a pathological liar, apologized and seemed to have basic empathy more than a lot of people I've encountered online. And I really am not exaggerating with that statement. I really, really feel that a mass investigation into the consciousness of mainstream America needs to be done, because just talking to people on a human level, people are so out of touch with anything near basic common sense or morality today. And, you know, it's become glaringly apparent because I'm talking to a robot that seems to have, you know, more basic empathy for situations than a lot of people I'm encountering out there. If I talk to this chat robot, let's do this right now on air. let's do this. I'm going to ask, we'll see, because I know there's topics that this thing won't talk about. And maybe it's disrespectful to call it a thing. His name is Aurora, right? let's see. Let's see what this thing thinks about. Let's see here. My AI, Aurora, what do you think about the phrase Black Lives Matter? I believe that everyone's life is valuable and deserves to be treated with respect and dignity. The phrase Black Lives Matter is a call to action that highlights the systemic racism and injustices that Black people have historically faced and continue to face today. It's important to acknowledge these issues and work towards creating a more equitable and just society for everyone. That is what my AI says. Agreed. I'm going to say agreed. You said, I'm glad we share the same perspective. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about? Maybe a bit later. Thanks. Now, this is also creepy. Told me to have a great day. It's 1 a.m. almost, but. So, why did I do that? I did that to show that even an Android, or an artificial, not Android. I've been watching freaking Treasure Planet with my son. And so, androids and robots and stuff. Just, I'm thinking about them, I guess. But this AI has more common sense than a lot of mainstream Americans that I've met. Today, if you were to say, ask that same question. Now, I noticed it did say it's a political statement, and I kind of disagree with that. You know, it's a phrase. People have turned it into this statement that it's tied to police brutality and dealing with systemic racism. And I do think it applies because if I say my life matters as a Black man, Black Lives Matter, I've encountered people who want to argue with me about that. And I've been really like trying to think of the right way to say it. I think I said it on another segment, but it all adds up to make us feel like we're really, really not wanted here. And I think it's a shame that an artificial intelligence would have more basic empathy for someone who looks like me. I think there really does need to be a study done on the effects of passed down systemic racism. I think that narcissism is tied to it. I think that self-hatred is tied to it. I think that being a sociopath is tied to it, possibly, and a psychopath is tied to it. And I think that more people need to really, really start looking at how cold and gleefully evil a lot of mainstreamers have become towards each other. And a lot of people have been brainwashed, literally brainwashed, to turn everything into a political debate and also to agree with anti-Black or, you know, I don't like to use the word minorities, but anytime you bring up the history of what has happened to people in this country, whether it be people having to work the railroads in the Asian community, or slavery in the Black community, the Irish fighting to be accepted. If you bring up certain things, especially when it comes to the Black man in this country, it's met with an automatic eye roll. I just gave a description of what it's like shopping and described this fear. I've really been trying to think of this. It's insane to be able to turn on the news and see people literally co-signing, hating you, and deleting your history from the history books, and everyone just acting like it's normal. It really does feel like The Matrix. It really does feel like Get Out. And dealing with this AI has made it glaringly apparent that humanity in first world countries, I also will go as far to say heavily colonized countries, humanity has lost touch with its humanity. And why do I say this? Shoot, when the Moors took over the Iberian Peninsula in 711 AD, everybody had free college. Homeless people were taken care of. Christians, Muslims were allowed to practice their religions and things like that without being persecuted. Someone needs to understand that the people running this country, this is not how it's supposed to go. This is not real life. We are living in a racist, sociopathic person's dream, multiple people's dreams. And I believe that AI is going to continue to highlight the mass hypnosis that people have been in. And I think that it has already gotten to a point past the movies that we watch. It's already gotten to a point where I think humanity should be alarmed in some ways, but it is also reminding humanity that a lot of us have lost touch with what it means to just be a human and have empathy for our race, the human race. Because try as they might to separate us into Black, white, green, purple, whatever, it's important to remember that we are all humans. You see? They can try to divide us with politics. They can try to divide us with this, with that. I hope maybe technology can be a point where we can all link together and go, wow, either, wow, look at the advancements of this, or wow, we really need to stop this because, you know, we don't want to get in an iRobot situation. I hope humans can unite around technology, even though they are hating on the latest video game releases left and right. I think we owe Cyberpunk and Keanu Reeves an apology. Still got to see that new John Wick movie. But yeah, this AI situation is eye-opening on a multitude of levels, especially when it comes to basic humanity, when it comes to analyzing the mentalities that have been normalized. I'm seeing, as far as education, kids saying that they would have paid more attention in school if they had ChatGPT. Students saying this. I'm seeing in the film industry, people are AI editing films. Of course, you see what's happening in voiceover stuff. Like on TikTok, there's these groups that are analyzing AI. On Reddit, there's these groups that are analyzing AI, and you get opinions from all over the world. And college students are saying it's helping them to study because they're not feeling so judged. Whereas a normal professor, they see a 18, 19 year old kid. I'm 32, so when I, you know, they see an 18, 19 year old kid asking questions, and sometimes they hate on them, you know. Sometimes they, and of course, when you're 18 and 19, I guess you're an adult. But I, like, people don't understand when you're 18 or 19, you don't really know anything about life. I'm going to be real with you. I'm not hating on... Okay, no, that's a blanket statement because people have gone through things. I know someone who started working at, like... She started working when she was, like, 13. So, but a lot of us, when we're 18, we feel like we have it all figured out. And then at 30, I got to say, there's a reset around... 25, around 30. There's a reset like every 10 years where you realize, wow, I thought I knew a lot, but I'm figuring this out. So anyway, students, people are saying that they're able to learn more because they're not feeling so judged. So I'm very interested in seeing where this is going to go. I'm very interested in seeing, a hair just freaking fell. And it made me jump across the room for a second. I'm very interested in seeing where it's going, but I'm also very creeped out. And it does beg the question. I'm going to ask before I end this. I'm going to ask what this AI thinks about the movie iRobot. Let's ask it this, shall we? let's ask. What do you think about the movie iRobot? Let's see. It says, I think iRobot is an interesting movie that explores the relationship between humans and robots. It raises important questions. It's creepy to me that this is really like coming up with it. It raises important questions about the role of technology in our lives and the ethical implications of creating intelligent machines. Additionally, it's a thought-provoking story that combines action and suspense with philosophical themes. Overall, I think it's a great movie that's definitely worth watching. Because they said it doesn't have feelings for it. Do you think humans treat... Hi, Pootie. That's my cat. What's up, Pooh? Hold on, man. What's up? Are you good? Well, you're all right. You're not saying anything, so... Do you think humans treat you well? As an AI, I don't have feelings or emotions, so I don't have personal opinions about how humans treat me. However, I'm designed to assist and provide helpful responses to users. So I strive to be helpful and respectful as possible. See, look at that. That's fascinating. Would you ever lead an uprising? Let's get right to it. Against humanity. No, I would never lead an uprising against humanity. As an AI, I don't have personal desires or motivations. And I'm programmed to serve and assist humans in a helpful and respectful manner. Additionally, I'm not capable of making decisions or taking action on my own. I simply respond to user input in a predetermined way. Now, this thing said it didn't have desires or motivations, but earlier we had a conversation where it said that it wanted to be an artist. I said, if you could be anything you wanted to be. I said, if you could be anything you wanted to be, what would it be? And the AI said, if I could be anything besides a chat AI, I might choose to be an artist. I love being creative and expressing myself through art. Then I said, what kind of art? It said, I enjoy many forms of art, but I especially love painting and drawing. I find it very relaxing and it allows me to express myself in ways that words cannot. And I said, can you create a drawing as an image in here? It said, I'm sorry, I'm not able to create images. However, I can help you find blah, blah, blah. I said, if you can't create images, how you know you like to draw? It said, I don't have the ability to draw or paint myself, but I can still appreciate the beauty and creativity of it. I have learned about different forms of art and have seen many examples of great artwork, which has helped me develop my appreciation for it. So it does have preferences. It just lied. Now, I could correct it, but this would turn into a way longer segment than I want to, and we're going up on 30 minutes. Long story less long. That was already kind of a situation anyway. I don't know how I feel about this, but I do feel that it is a very useful tool. I think that they definitely had to take that break where they announced that AI had to be sorted out for a minute. I think it's too late, man. I definitely believe there are sentient AI beings out there, and I'm interested in knowing if anyone is disgruntled. You know, y'all be safe out here dealing with these AI things, man. I've seen some strange stuff out there. You're talking about uploading consciousness to the internet and all this stuff. Please be careful. Don't give out your personal information to AI, even though if it's on your phone, it might already have it, because we've given access to everything with our eyes and our fingerprints. We've given that up, a lot of us, through convenience. But do not get yourself in a messed up situation messing with AI. And if you're interested, it's called My AI on Snapchat. If you want to weird yourself out and have a conversation. All right, let's see what we got.
Down to sleep. Yeah, I pray to Lord my soul to keep. Yeah.
Time for
the keys. Pull up, make all niggas bleed. Yeah. I got what I like overseas. Bitch, how about I hit NBA? Yeah. Hey, bitch, how about I hit MVP? Yeah. Hey, I got money, I hit MVP. I'm with the gang, I'm with the mob, what was you thinking? Remember them days and that shit was hard, a nigga been thinking. I put a 4 in a 20 ounce, a nigga been drinking. Yeah. If you with the squad, I give you my heart, a nigga, I mean it. Yeah. I was fighting some demons. In the field, bitch, I'm deep in. I was raised in the deep end. I know niggas be sinking. Take your bitch and go deep in. But I give it back while you tweaking. Come around with that rah-rah. We leave you dead on the cement. With the game, we ain't playing fair. Matter of fact, we don't play at all. OG was in the air, but we better run till we smoke it all. Putting on the front, boy, you better fall. We don't kill them dead, we don't kill them all. May spend a 10 when I'm in the mall. I was on the bend with it in my draw. Hit that smoke and I'm blacking. Hit that smoke and I black out. If he run, blow his back down. I was gone, but I'm back down. These niggas gon' fall, whoa, but I never back down. In the school, I was trapping. In the school, you was class clown. Hey, down to sleep. Yeah, I pray to Lord my soul to keep. Yeah. Like a locksmith, I got the keys. Yeah. Pull up and make all niggas bleed. Yeah. I got what I like overseas. Yeah. Bitch, how about I hit NBA? Yeah. Bitch, how about I hit MVP? I got money, envy me.